That was what my rant was about. I was just like, stop judging women for using their bodies when men are doing the same thing.
So BITCH, would you like that word removed from like hip hop?
Yes.
Would you really?
1000%. I want to say hate. I strongly, strongly dislike.
What if Drake said, do you say it when Drake says it?
Well.
Can you take stripping Tony, OnlyFans Tony, to your mom and your daddy? Could you?
Can we end the podcast? RSK, let it play, boy. Yeah, something ain't right. I can see it, I can feel it. How you walk, how you talk, I can pee by the villain. It's exhausting, mentally costly. I feel like I've seen this shit before. It's not original at all. If it's a trippy one, it's something about a cow. You know what I'm talking about?
A cow?
It's something about a cow.
What do you mean about a cow? I don't.
It's like a voice exercise, like a warm up.
Ah.
I forgot what it was, though. It was going to be cool if I actually remembered, but I don't remember
it at all?
No. It was like, so oh, wait, no. You got me. I got you. Okay. It's okay. How now, brown cow. Oh, yeah. You know that.
How now,
brown cow.
Brown cow. I know brown chicken, brown cow.
That's a good one too.
That's old porn.
It's old what?
Old porn. You didn't
why?
Know that?
Oh yes, brown chicken, yeah.
Brown cow. But it's okay. brown chicken.
Yes.
I'm just trying to keep. Okay. You know, I would be.
I was
great,
like, what?
It's a yes. great dad joke. So it is. A great. It what, is. Is it a dad joke? I don't think
it's kind of like a inappropriate dad joke.
Inappropriate dad joke. Yeah. If
I, but a dad joke yes. nonetheless. Yes.
Got you. So I did. I did kick all that. That's all recorded, by the way.
Okay, that's
I
okay.
just wanted to let you know. So I have a co-host with me today.
Yes, sing it.
Day. Don't encourage it.
Let's hear it.
This is Seasonable Clout. I am Thaddeus Shade. I am sitting across from Taylor Parker, who is very awesome. I'm sorry. I shouldn't even said you. I should just let you say your own name.
No, it's totally fine.
Because you are very cool. I should just let you.
Thank you.
And this is not an interview. She's like co-host and she's able to take over. If she want me to get off the mic, I can get off the mic.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's your world. You are, all and right. I'm happy to have you here. You
yes. know thank you. Me too.
Did you drive? You drive far to get over here, don't you?
Yeah, it's like 30, 40 minutes.
Oh.
That's okay. It's not bad. That's quick, though. In Arizona, I feel like is everywhere, it? You know, maybe that's just my experience. Yeah. But like, let's say you're in like central, like downtown Phoenix yeah. area. Yeah. You want to get to Scottsdale, like Old Town.
Yeah.
20, 30 minutes. You want to go North Scottsdale from like South Scottsdale, 30 minutes. And then from me, North Phoenix to you, Chandler area. It's like 30 minutes without traffic, you know,
okay.
obviously without traffic, but with traffic.
Did you run into any traffic getting here?
I did, but was it still pretty fast.
Wait, what did you take?
I took the 101 to the 101. I think I took the 101 all the way.
Oh, okay.
Just straight and I exited on Ray.
Was there still traffic on the 101 right here? Because when I was coming from the gym, it was like a bad, like,
yeah.
It wasn't even a wreck. I think like cops had chased somebody mm-hmm. down. It was like deuce of hazard. I didn't see it, but
it was crazy.
Felt really crazy.
They had those emergency, like, yes. Emergency yeah. scene ahead. Yeah, so it was like kind of bad, but it was a crash.
Yeah.
There was still traffic.
You ever notice that it's not really the accident, it's the nosy people that really hold up. It's really,
oh my God.
Once they really hold up the traffic.
I saw that.
I'm one of the people.
Are you? You're like, oh, what's going on?
I'm okay. really bad at that, by the way.
I saw the funniest meme the other day.
What's
it
that?
Was like, you when you're driving and it's like, this is what you're thinking in your head. Like, oh, who's sitting here slowing up the line, looking at the accident. and then it like, you know, it's like a picture of somebody looking like, the whole neck is out the window and it's like you when this is actually happening. And I'm like, that's so true.
That's definitely me.
Yes.
I'm the person like, there's somebody behind me cussing up a storm.
Yes, getting mad.
Just go, bro. Like, just
right,
go.
Just go. You don't need to see it. Just go.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
Oh, man. I have been up to a lot of
Random stuff, honestly. I've just been...
Wait, random stuff?
Yeah, like random stuff.
What is a what is random stuff? Like just walking up and downstairs?
That's
and
it, yeah. Just walking it? Up and downstairs.
Yeah, just... And, that's, no. The move. That's the move right today. What do you... What?
I've been... Okay, no, what have I been doing for real, though? I've been doing a lot of like self-reflection, self-growth, nice. Personal, like, you know, just trying to progress in life, because I don't think I told you, I didn't really tell anybody, but like, I'm no longer, you know, doing like the whole nightlife industry stuff. Oh, like I'm not, yeah. So I'm done. Yeah. I'm done with all of that. So I'm kind of just like I'm in the period of like transition in my life where I'm just like, okay, I'm done with this. This is what I like to call, I'm like shedding layers of things that like have no purpose in my life. Yeah. So I'm done with nightlife. I'm doing different things.
Different things. Always wanted to do, or just more of like, are you meditating?
Oh yeah, meditating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Just
like that?
No, just like that. Exactly. With the noise and everything.
I don't know. Mine's more cult-ish. I don't know if that's
it is a little, yeah, I don't know if I'll know.
I'm sorry, baby, laugh. Well, you're going to have to teach me some of this stuff.
Yeah, I got you.
No, I'm serious. Like, I need, really? You got to print out some papers and some instructions.
I got you.
I need all of that.
Step-by-step directions.
I stay highly stressed, so I need
it. Do you? You need it, yeah. Stress relief is very important. Yeah. Very.
You don't seem like you get stressed.
Oh, I get stressed. Do.
Do you really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you're one of the... You would be a perfect hippie. I just don't believe that, you know, 60s, 70s peace protesting.
That's me. You know, totally. Like, 100%. Just like
in the fields.
In the fields with the signs. There, yes. And the daisies and the flowers. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. 1,000%. I just don't see you being stressed. Me, I'm more like, you know, I don't have no hair to pull out because I'm bald.
Right.
But I'm banging
right.
it all out. You know, on the constant.
And that's why it's gone. So yeah. I feel you. Apparently, you're very stressed.
That's cool.
I kid. Okay.
That one got me. Do you read any books for that?
I do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you know what? Ooh, I have a really good book that you should read.
Okay.
I have not read it yet, but I already know it's going to be amazing. Okay. But let me tell you, I'll go through my list of books that have been life changing.
Oh, this is dope.
Okay. So... okay, this one's really for like women, mm-hmm. but men can do it too, okay. but it's called Skinny Bitch.
Skinny Bitch.
Skinny Bitch. And it's just like straight to the point, blunt, like stop eating like crap or else you're going to feel like crap and look like crap, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like very, and I love it because it's just like, look, like you're going to eat cheeseburgers and fries all day. You're going to look like a, you know,
a
pizza.
Cheeseburger and fries.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just so cool. So that book was the first book I think I ever read. Before I went vegan, I was like, wow, like they're not lying. Like they're not playing games here.
Yeah.
And then after that, so that's a good book for like
Skinny Bitch.
Health. Skinny Bitch. Okay, yes. I'm writing Skinny that down. Bitch.
Do I say it like you? Cause you got the, y'all can't see, but there's a gangster hand with it. She's doing,
I really am. It's like almost a gun. Okay. Almost, but not quite. Okay,
because
peace, no violence. But yes, skinny bitch. You can say skinny bitch.
Okay, say it soft. Skinny bitch.
Skinny bitch. Yeah. And I'm only saying that because it's the title of the book. I don't call other people bitches. Okay, that's so disrespectful.
You've never. Not even.
No, I have.
Oh, okay.
I have in my past. Okay, I'm not in perfect. I'm not perfect, but I realize that, you know, when we're growing up, we're in high school, we're in middle school, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're just like, you know, we're like reflections of the society around us and like how our parents brought us up and, you know, the other things that have influences on our lives. So like, yeah, I mean, you know, I grew up, I was like, oh, that bitch, slut, hoe, this, you know, but then as I got older, I was like, ooh, that's real bad. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
You know, like we're being controlled by a society that has like oppressed women by using these words. So I don't use those words. I don't call other women bitches. Okay. If I'm upset with somebody and it gets to that point, I'm like, oh my, you know, like maybe it comes out here and there, but I'll be like, ooh, no, I don't. I would never call somebody that, you know? That's just me though.
No, not. Okay. Since you with past life, are we talking past or are we talking about past life? Like you was like you know,
oh, like
a queen or something like that. But you're talking about actual past. I got
in my actual past as a younger human being.
Okay. Gotcha. Yes. I'm a little weird.
Just a little.
So
it's okay.
You're telling me.
Yes.
Because you do grow. I've grown a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm old. And but you're telling me.
Yes.
There's not a moment in your now new profound life and adulthood and stuff. You don't drop the bitch anytime. You don't bitch hurry up. Bitch move.
Bitch hurry up.
You know what I'm saying? God. Bitch get out of my way. I don't play with you.
Okay. So
nothing at all.
I'll say this. Maybe if I'm like, okay, if I'm like in my own space, there's no one else around me. Maybe I'm driving my car and there I'm like a little overwhelmed or irritated because I like to drive fast, you know?
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I'm like zoom, zoom. Okay. Well, I guess fast is like subjective. Like my fast might not be somebody else's fast, but I'll go like, well, let me not incriminate myself.
The feds go come get you for doing
that. Let me not incriminate myself right now. Okay.
We heard you on the podcast.
We heard it.
We got to take you in.
They're going to play the recording. Okay. I can't have that happen.
Is this you? Is this you? It's okay.
But yeah. Okay. So sometimes I might get a little overwhelmed in the car and I'll be like, B? But that's
B?
That's a general B, you know? Yeah.
I feel like
B-I-T-C-H, but it's not like you're a woman. That's a, you're a B, you know? It's not like, it's just like move.
Okay. Cause before we got,
but I don't, okay. I'll just say, I feel very guilty when I do that. I'm like, oh, I take it back immediately. I'm like, oh, I take it back. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah. Like that's, I feel like so
and
bad.
Nobody's around and you pull it back.
Yeah. I'm like, I take it back. What? I do a little prayer. I'm like, oof. I'm sorry. You know, I was not mindful in that moment. So,
I mean, when I'm letting mine fly, I keep them in their lane. You can take that with you.
You take it.
You motherfucker, shithead. You take them
Ooh,
all.
Oh, shithead.
I'm driving by. I'm crooked eye.
You know what I'm saying?
Crossing my eyes. You know what I'm saying? I got to make them fear me. They got to understand they did me wrong in traffic. They got to fear me.
No, Thad.
They got to fear me. Yes. There's got to be a lot of fear. Without fear. No, I'm just playing.
They have to.
So I know that when we were discussing and setting up and
and
you still had to wait on me, even though you got here on time, you had to wait on me. I'm sorry about that.
No worries. No worries at all.
I know because you were just talking about the how about I do this?
Mm-hmm.
B-I-T-C-H it.
B-I-C-T-H. Yes.
I instead of me saying bitch, I spell it.
B-I-T-C-H.
I did it on purpose. I spelled it. I'll just spell it. So B-I-T-C-H, would you like that word removed from like hip hop?
Yes.
Would you really?
1,000%. I want to say hate. I strongly, strongly dislike.
What if Drake said, do you say it when Drake says it?
Well... See, that's the thing. I'm like, especially Meg Thee Stallion. I'm like, A, B, I, T, C. You know, I'm like, yes, get it. Bitch, this, hoe, that, you know. But then I'm like, but then after I'm, you know, out of my Tay the Stallion phase, I'm like, ooh.
Did you say, wait, what was that? What'd you call
it? Tay the Stallion. That's the thing. If anybody didn't know, my alter ego is Tay the Stallion, okay?
Oh, man. Sorry, people. I get calls. And I thought I turned my ringer off. Don't worry about them.
No, it's okay. Yeah.
Fresh don't mean nobody.
Oh, Freshmaker. Hey.
Freshmaker, yeah. Tay the Stallion.
Tay the Stallion.
Tay the Stallion.
Hold on. Let's hear it.
Coming to the stage, the beautiful, the awesome Tay the Stallion. I'm sorry. That was pretty good, right? I told you I had that voice.
That was awesome. Yeah, I need a recording of that. I need that.
I will cut it and then send
Thank
it.
You.
I got you.
Don't I appreciate that. Yes.
I got you, fam.
Thank you. Thank you.
But you really would like that word removed from
hip-hop. Yes. Like I just it's so first of all, it's overly used. We can just say like woman, girl, you know, because I mean, okay, there are some instances when rappers and, you know, artists, when they say bitch as in, you know, like not to a specific gender, they're just like, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get that, but still it's a word that has been used to oppress women throughout history. So that's why I'm just like, can we just stop? And majority of the time it is used to be like, oh, she's a bitch, you know?
Right.
Which is like not cool.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I mean, that's why
you co-hosting today. Cause I'm gonna say this. I feel you.
Okay.
And I did music for a long time and I love music and I listen to hip hop. I listen to all genres of music.
Right.
And it's something about it's woman drop that ass doesn't have the same
I know. It really doesn't.
It doesn't have the same when you put the BITCH drop that ass, it's got a lot to it.
True.
It's weird how some things can just become a part of society.
I know.
Like, we almost just accept it.
Yeah, they're like, okay, right? Cool, yeah. Like, let's just use this word.
Sometimes, this is going to be weird, because I don't mind it in hip-hop, but okay. I sometimes, and then you see the memes that I post.
I'd be like, that. I'd be like, should I comment on this? I'm like, never mind, it's that. He's cool.
When you do, though, I see it and I care about it. That means whatever I posted, you... If you've taken time out to comment, it must have, like, you must have felt it. You
know, really? Oh, yeah. It's in there.
Yeah. But I sometimes will see something and then I'll just rewrite it and take the BITCH out of there, because sometimes it seems a little
aggressive.
Much. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a little much. I feel like woman or women can fit in there. Or,
yes.
You know, but
uh-huh.
Me as a professional music listener, I know that sounds wild to say a professional music listener.
I feel you though. I get it. Yeah.
It would hurt. And I get, cause I completely, I agree with you.
Right.
But it is something, it's almost like, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but I would just miss the word in music. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't call women bitch. Or BITCH. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
Now, if you want me to be honest.
Be honest.
Just like I feel like women, you know, have their group chats.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk with your girls. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's a word you can call men that really have an effect. Like, because there's so many words. Like,
women
I used to be in a relationship with, they really hate the word cunt. I just said it.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad one.
They really hate
one.
That word, right?
They and do. Then, oh, yeah. You know, I agree. Yeah.
I think.
But what, but what is the equivalent for a man?
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's, you know, when y'all get together, it's just, you know, you can talk freely. So I'm just going to say, it's probably like, you know, broke nigga, or, you know, it's nothing that really
it's like equals, adjective N word, yes, you know? Yeah,
nothing
yeah.
that just equals bitch.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
Nothing up there. So I can't even use what I was about to say, because y'all don't really have.
We don't.
But when I'm around, when it's the group chat.
Mm-hmm.
When it's the group chat,
mm-hmm.
we just being honest.
Right.
Just honest. When it's the group
just
chat,
it's
a lot of bees flying.
Really?
Because
oh, no.
You
I mean, I know. I, yeah, I already know.
With your boys, you just, you know what I'm saying?
It's like natural.
Yeah, it is.
Which is unfortunate.
It is.
You know, that's just part of society.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But we should pull the broad, huh?
We should. We should just, I mean, to be honest, it's not going to happen. Like, we would have to get every rapper, every person in our society to be like, all right, the B word, we're no longer. No, people aren't going to do that. That's not happening. But, you know, a girl can dream.
Yeah. Dreaming is all dreams. You got to dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there any. So you told me about. And by the way, I told you, you could take over any moment you want. I can go to sleep. I can go.
Oh, really?
I can get on the couch, go to sleep.
Okay.
It's become your show. I ain't even here no more.
Okay,
you know
so
what
we're gonna. It's gonna be called the Tay Show.
The Tay Show. Tay the Stallion. You know.
Tay the Stallion.
You know. We found out about that. You know.
Yes. You know.
So you went on a rant.
Oh yes, I did.
I didn't see the rant, but you
did
went
not
on a
see
rant.
The rant. Yes.
You went. Was it worthy of like? Was it worthy of people who saw it and said? Taylor tripping today, or was it one of those
oh,
ones
no.
where I agree with?
It was like, I agree with you, girl. Thank you for saying this. I was like, yes.
Really? Can you
tell
us what happened?
Okay, so.
Talk to the people.
What happened was, okay, there's not like one. So there's not like one specific person who set this off. Okay. It was more so a multitude of people over time that I've seen since OnlyFans became like a very popular thing.
Okay.
So since then, so I'd say like the past few months, you know, of 2020, you know, I think it kind of got popular around earlier this year, like maybe. March.
March,
yeah.
When they said it skyrocketed.
It's like, yeah.
And it double skyrocketed when Beyonce said it.
Said something in the song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Meg Thee Stallion song. So, yes. But yeah, so basically, I have seen so many people bashing women for being on OnlyFans and for monetizing whatever they choose to. Often it's their bodies and their sexuality, which is great. Like, we're beautiful creatures. Like, yeah. We should be able to make money however we so choose. But the problem is, and I just really got set off the other day because I think it was like, you know, I just heard it like one time too many that day. And I was like, I am done.
You were just seeing this on a constant that day? Was it just that day? Yeah, it was over time.
It was a buildup over time. Yeah. And then that day I saw something and I was like,
oh. I got a quick question for you. Why are you still going?
Yeah.
Is it more so when these things trigger you or when they upset you, is it the specific person that's saying it? Or is it the everyday Joe saying it? Is it have more of an effect that if this person who's famous, that person who's famous, or that person who's semi-famous, or that person who's semi-known on Instagram says it versus just your everyday Mike, Willie, Joe, Bean, Bob, and Jack said? You know what I'm saying? Is that how it gets to you more? Does it bother you if it was just the everyday man talking that bull crap? Or does it upset you more when it comes from somebody that holds weight?
I feel like... honestly, I feel like it doesn't matter. Obviously, if it's a celebrity, they have a bigger platform.
Right.
So they're influencing more people, which makes it a little bit more bothersome. But regardless of that fact, I think even if it's just a random person who I have no idea exists and I just see it, I'm like, that's BS, because they're still putting that out into the universe and they're influencing the people around them.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, I don't really care who it is. I just think bottom line, it's about, you know, the you know, just the sexism, really. Like, it just, like, the fact of the matter is that people are sexist because there are men on OnlyFans. Like, definitely. I know multiple men on OnlyFans, but everything.
Really?
Yeah.
You
like,
multiple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Maybe not 8. But I know a few. Yeah. I mean, obviously there's more than what I know. But yeah, like, guys are on OnlyFans too.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was just like, and I never once have I seen anybody say, oh, these dudes, it's always women, mothers, girls who are trying to make money, all this stuff. And I'm just like, why is it only the women that you're talking to? So that was what my rant was about. I was just like, stop judging women for using their bodies when men are doing the same thing. Like, if you're going to, you know, if you're going to say it's fine for men to do it, don't turn around and be like, oh, well, women are doing this too. And that's not okay. Like, they're using their bodies to make money. They're being hoes or whatever. It's like, no, that's not cool. Like, that's blatantly sexism.
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, I just had to say something about it. And then
how many pages or how many videos was this? Yeah.
It was maybe 5 or 6. Yeah. Maybe more.
Really?
It was a good amount. It wasn't too much. It was just enough to get my point across, like, stop being sexist.
Yeah.
And I ended it with, like, hey, let's just be better humans. You know, if you're going to extend the same grace to men, do the same for women. Like, why does it have to be different because we're women, you know?
Is it fair that wave goes that way because there are a lot more women doing that than men?
Right. And that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, well, okay, you could say it is.
And you can tell me to fuck off. If you don't like something that I say,
I'll let you know.
Okay. I'm just like,
no, your opinion is valued. I appreciate you bringing up that fact because that's important.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there definitely are, it's a female dominated little industry there. Yeah. So I totally understand where they're like, oh, well, it's mostly women, but I don't see that as it doesn't justify sexism. Like, oh, well, this is mostly women, so we can call them sluts and hoes and, like, judge them for this. But just because there's only a few men, that means, like, it's okay if guys do it. But the women, because there's so many in them, you know, like, no, you cannot justify sexism. You know, if you're going to be misogynistic and sexist, like, that's just not okay. Like, yeah. It's a double standard.
It's double standards have been, you know, they've been around for a long time. So when you look at the totality,
yes,
of it all,
yes,
you know, it's one of the things I see is mm-hmm. that a lot of men, mm-hmm. you know, associate a woman,
okay,
doing OnlyFans,
okay,
as not housewife or girlfriend material.
Here we go. Okay.
And is that okay for a man to think that way? Because you got to understand, sweet lady. Mm-hmm. You got to understand. Mm-hmm. There are some numbers that may, you know, back that up.
Okay.
So is that okay? Is that fair? Is that not
no,
fair? You
it know? Is not fair.
It's not fair.
It's okay. not fair. Okay. Because I feel like let's say the tables were turned and, you know, let's just say OnlyFans is a male dominated platform and dudes are just making hella money off of their body, you know,
we
taking
really
sexy pictures.
Because we already, you add that on top
on
of
top already, of, yeah, yeah okay, see.
Trash. Go ahead.
It's so funny. But yes, okay. So you flip the tables and let's say OnlyFans is a male dominated thing. I don't think women are going to be out here like, oh, he's not hubby material. He's, you know, he's a hoe. He's a dog. He's whatever, because he's showing his body.
Yeah.
Like, okay, is he, you know, is he exhibiting unfaithful behavior just because he's on OnlyFans? Is he, you know, like, what about just like taking, I guess, like provocative photos makes you less worthy of being a wife or a spouse? Right.
Yeah, I actually feel you. It shouldn't be that way.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things where, you know, I think it evolved from like stripping. Like stripping was okay. at one point was the no-no, right?
Right. Yeah. Mm-mm, like
no.
That's like stripping. Yeah,
and then that kind of, you know, moved and elevated into a place of like, oh, you're stripping, that's cool.
Yeah, like it's just entertainment.
But the stereotype around mm-hmm. stripping did not leave. It's like, oh, you
no, yeah, like nobody wants to date a stripper. Yeah, yeah, like what?
I mean, would you as a guy want to date a stripper?
Okay, here's the thing. I feel like if I was a man,
come on, T.
Let me tell you, if I was a man, I would be secure in myself and my partner. Like, the problem is insecurity. The problem is not what women are doing. The problem is insecurity and this egocentrism that a lot of men have. Like, just because of testosterone, you know, write it down. Egocentrism, you know, go talk to your friends about it, okay?
Keep going. You got it.
But, you know, and I'm not saying like, oh, men are terrible. No, not at all. I'm saying this is like an instinctual thing. Men tend to be more possessive, right? Yeah, of the person that they're with. Yeah. I mean, women are too. This is not like a sexist thing by any means, but I'm just saying, just based on like biology, I think men are more like, this is mine. Like, you know, just because of biology, like if you're, you know, you're trying to mate with this woman, like you put your seed in her, that's yours. Like that's your child, you know? So I think we have that affecting us. And so a lot of men are like, well, that's my woman. Like she can't be, no other dude can be seeing her like that. Like she has to save some of that for me, which is understandable. Like you can have those values and morals. That's totally fine. But like, don't, you know, force other women to fit into that box that you have set for your own, you know, life. So it's fine if you have that, but like, don't judge other women for doing that. And so, like you said, your question, if I was a man, would I feel like if I was a man, I would be secure in myself. If I was dating a woman and she's very beautiful, she's sexy, I would be like, I love you. Yeah. I love you. I want you to do what makes you happy. If doing OnlyFans makes you happy, then I support you, whatever you want. But I just feel like it is hard in this particular society, just because of our history of oppression of women. And like you said, with stripping and brothels and all this stuff, like there's just these preconceived ideas about, oh, well, women who are not modest, they're not like, they're not worthy of being wives. They're not worthy of being, you know, girlfriends. Like they're for the streets or whatever, you know? And yeah. I just feel like you don't have to think like society has taught you to think. You can be like, I don't care what society thinks. If I'm in a relationship with someone who I love, it doesn't matter what they do for a profession. Like it just shouldn't matter.
Yeah. Everything you said is fire.
Thank you.
It's just such a tough, it's a tough thing.
Yeah. And I get that.
I think because you see, maybe in the stripping days, I would say when I was growing up, you really only, it was more of maybe, I know the church still thinks bad about OnlyFans or stripping, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, it was more through word of mouth or, you know, watching, you know, movies or something that if she stripped, you don't want to.
Yeah, like
no, you can't.
That's not
you can't mess
material.
With them, right?
Yeah.
You can't mess with them.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I feel like we get all of our feed in our responses and how we move and shake through social media, right? Mm-hmm. So you see all the memes constantly, and in our own way, we all get trained through all the things we look at and read and watch and stuff like that. So it's kind of one of those things where you just kind of look up and the energy around it is like, I can't fuck with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I always believe, you know, you get to know the person. You make your own assessment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You make your own assessment. Mm-hmm. If she's doing what she's doing, you make your own assessment.
Right.
But I, you know, I...
What is it, then? What is it?
I understand. Because, you know, first of all, I say this, though.
Okay.
If you do talk to a woman who's doing either or,
right,
whether she's stripping or she's on OnlyFans,
well, right,
you know what you're walking into.
You know
what I'm saying? You got to accept her doing what she does, right?
Yes.
But I could see, as a guy from the outside who doesn't talk to somebody who's on OnlyFans. I mean, I know women who are OnlyFans.
Oh yeah,
but,
totally right.
That's a heavy thing to see your woman. You know,
but you why know. Though? Like, I feel like I understand why, just based on the history of women, they need to be modest. But like in today, in 2020, like why is that important for you to be like, I need my girl to be covered up. Like, I don't want her showing her body online or in person in any way. Like, why is that something that is important to you?
Are you asking me that?
I am.
I don't get asked questions on that. I don't know how that. No,
well, congratulations.
It wouldn't matter to me. I would have to talk to her. I would have to get to know her. I got to talk to her.
Right.
First.
That makes sense.
I got to see how you are. You know,
yeah.
I got to know that you, you know, are human. You're good
people.
You're
not crazy.
Yeah.
This and that. Not that women are crazy. I'm just saying you need to know a person is not crazy.
Yes.
Before you're going to engage in a relationship with them. But
one of the things is that I think guys, why they have a problem is because they feel like everybody has access to everybody.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so there's this level of, you know, everybody, I guess, is everybody seeing everybody. So you want to find the one who's not showing everything off. You know what I'm saying? And feel as if nobody's, that's really how guys think. It's like, nobody.
Okay.
Because
she's pure and special.
Yeah. Sometimes you even got to ask your boys, anybody got any facts? You want to send over some facts? Because I need to make sure.
We need a fact sheet. We got to check.
Anybody, you know, ran up on this, anything like that? You know, so I feel like that's kind of one of the things is like, you want your woman, you like, nobody's, you know, she ain't been out there you know, in front of the streets. You just woohoo, you know what I'm saying? But to me, dopeness is dopeness. You know
Hell
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you meet a person and she's dope,
exactly.
He's dope,
that's all that matters.
That's what it's supposed to be. But
oh, here we go with the but.
It's just, but, you know, listen, I women also gotta know that, like, if you're gonna do that, that comes with it. It's like me being a promoter. I can't get away from, you know, being deemed a whore, you know.
Right.
A
I mean, yeah, you're
you know
right. You're right. Yeah.
So, but like, I just, I just eat Cheetos, man.
I know. I'm like, you're not, you're not like that. Like,
plus, you know, listen, I only look good in the dark. You know what I'm saying? So that's, it doesn't really pan out.
Only
for me
in
like
the
that.
Dark, bad. No.
Oh, Jesus. But,
oh, my goodness.
I forgot what I was going to say. I do hope that some of these things kind of, I do say this. I'll say this.
Okay.
And I'll let you go. And
okay.
Not go, but you can,
yeah, you know, talk,
go do your thing. But, yeah. I do think it's a lot more, it's accepted. The OnlyFans, I don't think as much as women may think guys are like, no. I think it's heavy. I think
it's heavy.
The numbers are high.
Right.
But it is a level of acceptance. You know what I'm saying? To where right. It's like, it's not super judged, especially when it first started to where it is now.
Right.
And just like, you know, like I look City Girls and Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, yeah.
Cardi B didn't made all of this kind of like a part of, you know, culture.
Women's empowerment. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yes.
It's like, you don't really, I don't think it's, I think it's one of those social media things that,
yeah,
you know, because I feel like if a guy, you know, guy meets a hot woman and she does OnlyFans, he's probably going to end up talking to her.
Yeah, he's
probably
like, going, I don't care. She's hot. She's hot. Like, yeah.
You know, she's dope. I'm going. So it's just, I think it may be a little bit of a front for the social media.
Right.
You know, because that's a hot topic
it
to
is.
Push.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, you know.
Yeah.
I push hot topics.
Oh, know? Yeah.
I post
it's
hot
it's important to talk about.
You know, I'm not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Did I make
no,
you mad
I just, I, no, not no, at all. No, I appreciate this dialogue. I think it's important. And I do think, like, if you're a boss, you're a boss. All the girls, women I know on OnlyFans, I mean, they have their own money. They got their own cars. They got everything, you know, like they're hustling for themselves and their families. So like, why would you try and knock that? So anyway, I'm just like, I give props to women who are so comfortable in their bodies and they don't care what society thinks. Like, I think more of us should be like that.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, eventually the stigma around it will be broken, but I think it just takes time, you know?
Well, what do you say to the women who completely disagree with you? There's just a lot of women who are going to be like, oh, no, you know.
That's totally fine. I mean, disagree to a certain extent. Like, for me, you know, like, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing OnlyFans, but that's just because of who I am.
Right.
And, you know, the way that I have been influenced by my surroundings, you know, just as a human being. But that doesn't mean that I'm better or not, you know, like any type of thing than women who do that. And right. I feel like that's the problem is like, there are plenty of women out there who are like, oh, I could never do that. I disagree with you, Taylor. Right. You like, you cannot support this. This is so bad. And it's just like, no, you don't get to dictate what other people do with their lives, whether it's good or bad. Like, you can make that decision for yourself. You can say, I'm a modest woman. And that's amazing. You can be modest, but you don't have to be modest, and you can still be respected, and you can still be a respectful woman. Like, I don't think showing your body, like your natural body, like, which is just a part of nature. Like, I don't think doing that is anything to be ashamed of.
Right.
So for anybody who's like, oh, I disagree with you, we need to shame women who do this, who show their bodies, who strip, who do anything regarding, you know, nudity.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's okay to say we're going to shame them.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not cool.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay. I agree. So what would you say, you meet a guy?
Right.
We're named this guy Tony.
Tony. Okay,
Tony's
Tony.
From Boston.
Now, okay.
Tony's from Boston.
He's from Boston.
And Tony,
right.
Tony had been stripping for like 5 years, right?
Right.
And then he moved over to OnlyFans.
Okay.
Right. And then you met Tony.
Right.
You met Tony. Maybe your homegirl was having a bachelorette party.
Okay.
And they hired the strippers. Tony came in there. Tony was doing his thing, right? And
okay.
There was like three other male strippers. There's a whole thing going on. It was jail. It was juice. It was a good time everywhere, right?
Ooh.
And then Tony was leaving. He said, man, you're so beautiful. I want to get your number. He was like, you know what? I'm gonna give you my number, right? And then you and Tony, y'all hang out for 3 months,
okay,
4 months. Y'all like, you know what? I really love you. I love you too.
We're
gonna get together. We're gonna make this thing. Mm-hmm. Can you take stripping Tony, OnlyFans Tony, to your mom and your daddy? Could you?
Can we end the podcast?
Could you? But we love. love. We can't judge.
We can't judge anybody. What you talking about? Damn. That? Yes, of course. Of course. I would bring him home if I loved him. Yes.
So that long pause, that was you were just scratching your head.
I just had to think. Yeah, you know?
You were just thinking. I got you.
Okay, no, I will say this to be completely transparent. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would feel some type of way personally, like being like, hey, mom and dad, like my boyfriend is a stripper, but I love him. But let me say this. The only reason why I would have some hesitance in doing that is because of my parents, you know, yeah. Like my dad is he's not super conservative, but he's pretty conservative, you know, like, yeah. You know, he grew up, you know, going to church. My grandma's very conservative and I wouldn't say he's like a very religious person, but he definitely has standards. Like, you know, he thinks it's bad if I wear like white heels, you know? So I'm like, oh, I can never wear white heels.
Oh, wow.
And even, you know, if I'm just like having a little belly showing, he's like, what are you doing? You know? Yeah, so I'm just like, he's a little conservative,
right?
Totally fine. And then my mom, she's very like laid back. I don't think she would have a problem with it, but she might be a little like, oh wow, that's interesting. I was not expecting that. So that's my only, you know, like.
So you said you have that hezzy? You have that
a little bit, but more so just because like of the way that my parents would react. Not that I'm like, oh, I'm ashamed of you. I would just be like, hey, like going into this, I just need you to know, like, my parents might feel a little type of way, but we don't have to tell them, you know, like we can say something else, but I wouldn't like shame him and be like, you cannot be stripping. You need to stop stripping. You're disgusting. Like shame on you for doing this. I would just be like, hey, you know what? Like, obviously, you know, there's backlash. My parents would never treat anybody badly, but I just know, like, if I were to say like, hey, to my parents, my boyfriend's a stripper, yeah. They might be like, ooh. Like, they'd be like, wow, that's unexpected. But that's all like.
So you feel like you would eventually get to the point of comfortability where you could share that right. with your parents and stuff like that.
Right.
I think that's one of the things guys have a problem with is thinking like, I got to take, you know, I got to take a pink diamond 2229 home. Pink diamond 2229 to moms. You know, and if they got dads, most of the time.
Yeah.
For guys, it's really about what moms is about to think.
True.
So you got to take that home. And I think that's always a
I agree. You know? It totally is.
So it takes a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like it will take a lot for you to be open and understanding of what somebody like that is doing. But I feel you.
Yes. Thank you.
I feel you 1000%. So as to continue, I would like to bring up, you know, or not bring up, but I continue what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Is it possible to have a flourishing relationship like nowadays through social media, with social media intact? Just because it's a real popcorny time, meaning like everything is put in the microwave and it's 2-3 minutes mm-hmm. and you're moving on
real
friends
quick.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, for you, like, how do you feel? How do you feel about that? You feel like that is a thing, because everybody's got you open up the DMs, there's a lot of options. Like it's gotta be somebody equal to your looks to be able to be like, you know, because your DMs is
pop.
I hate you so much.
No, I'm kidding. No, but that's a really good point to bring up. Let's see. I think it's very challenging with social media playing a role in so many of our lives. It's very challenging because the options for a lot of us are like almost endless.
Yep. Yeah.
Like literally, like you have, you know, you can date whoever you want. Like, and you're all like, there's always somebody in the DMs like, hey, can I take you out this and that? So it's very hard. Honestly, I feel like it's just a matter of, okay, I don't know if I believe in like a soulmate. Like, I don't know if
Write that down.
Did you write soulmate?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Chill out, bro.
I just read your mind. Your mind.
I don't deal with all that. Put my cross up. I got some holy water in the refrigerator. You better watch out. Read my mind.
Psychic over here, okay?
Bad. Go ahead.
Yes, but okay. So I will say, I don't know if I believe in like one particular soulmate. in saying that, I will also say I don't know that long-term monogamy is natural for human beings. Mm. So that all being said, I think that it's important for people to understand, like, regardless of whether you get into a relationship with someone, you're going to continue to be attracted to other people. That's just our instinctual nature as human beings.
Yeah.
So I just think people need to be more understanding of the fact that we're human beings. We're not perfect. We're not really meant to be in these, like, super restrictive relationships our entire lives. That's just my opinion. Right. Some people might be like, no, I want to be married and be faithful to one person my entire life. That, hey, you know what? That's great. Do you, like, if that makes you happy, that's good for you. I'm all for it.
You don't want a relationship. You want like 2-3 husbands, or you want?
No, I don't want any husbands.
You want a roster? You don't want to get married?
No.
Really?
I mean, I'm still young. Maybe I'll change my mind. But at this point in my life, marriage is not appealing to me. It's not appealing to me because I just, like I said, long-term monogamy, just at this point in my life, it hasn't really been something that has worked out for me. And I've always been a very long-term relationship person. Like, when I get into a relationship, I want to be with that person forever. I swear, every time I get into a relationship, I'm like, this is my husband. I'm getting married.
Right.
And then I'm like, ooh, no, like 2 years, a year down the road, I'm like, I don't think this is working.
So,
you know, maybe it's just the fact that, like, maybe I haven't found my soulmate, if that is a thing.
Yeah.
So I will say, you know, like, there are other people who are like, oh, I met my soulmate in high school and we're going to be married our whole lives.
Right.
That's amazing. Like, I love love. And I love weddings. I'll say I love weddings.
Yeah.
But for me, like, marriage is just not something that I, for my own self, it's not something that I feel is natural.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And not that I'm into polygamy. Like, I wouldn't want to be with multiple partners, you know, like, that's not something I'm into. I just don't know, like, that there's somebody I want to spend the rest of my life with. And maybe that's just, I just haven't met the right person, but
does social media influence that? Cause I mean, there's, you see a new dude every day. I mean,
I feel like maybe it's more so just like being in the entertainment and like modeling industry more so than like social media. I mean, social media does make it very like convenient. Like, there's always something, you can do it on your phone right away, you know?
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. So it's like, there's always somebody like, oh, can I take you out? Can I do this? So it's like, it's always there.
Right.
But I will say that I just think it's being in a particular industry, especially entertainment and modeling, even the nightlife industry, when, you know, back when I was in it, it is kind of a challenge just because your options are kind of unlimited, you know? So I feel like that makes it challenging. Social media, it's a barrier for sure. We're constantly being consumed with it. Yep. So it's always there. Like, it's always there. Yep. So I think it definitely plays a role. I just don't know how to pinpoint exactly what the role it is. Like, is it the fact that, oh, I have, you know, just DMs? Like, what if I could get rid of DMs? Would it still be an issue? You know, maybe not, but, you know, I don't know. I can't say, like, where's the research on proving that social media, you know, it can taint relationships. Like, I don't know.
Well, I believe it. I believe it can.
Yeah.
I believe that it can also, I mean, just real quick, the average, I say it's the death of the 9-to-5 for a guy, right? It's the death of the 9-to-5 man is dead when it comes to this era of where we're at with social media.
Okay.
Meaning, like, a lot of women, this is just, I'm on social media a lot.
Yeah, right.
You just observe and you talk and you listen. If you are a 9-to-5 man.
Okay.
And you go to Walmart and you see Karen, and Karen is the best. you know, register ringer upper lady they got. She's doing like amazing. 30 customers every 10 minutes. They're getting in and out of there. She's cold blooded.
Wow.
And you're a 9-to-5, or maybe you're a guy that maybe even, you know, has a great job, 9-to-5, but still like you AC heating guy.
Yeah.
They get paid. They make some bank, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
Totally. In Arizona too.
You can meet Karen and y'all can exchange numbers. Why you bagging your groceries?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's nice,
Karen.
Yeah.
Beautiful, Karen. That's so sweet. And then yes. You and Karen, y'all go hang out. They hang out and they meet. But listen, right. And this is the thing.
Okay.
It's dope that happens.
Right.
But see, Karen, the Walmart register lady,
stuff, right?
You got this shit. You got businessmen. Lawyers, right. Athletes, yes. Actors, producers, can all reach Karen.
Karen, okay.
Right? And then Karen also is on social media.
Okay,
and she
right.
sees the Kardashians right. with, she sees Kim with mm-hmm. Kanye and mm-hmm. the kids, and they got all the same outfit on. And
yeah.
In front of some big log cabin, there's a lot yes. of snow around. But 9-to-5, he yeah. can't take you up to deep Aspen,
okay.
You know what I'm saying, where you could do that 2-3-4 times a year, and then he take you over to the Maldives, and it was right. Maldives, right?
Maldives,
that's like mm-hmm. that's like a $10,000 trip off rip. Maldives, right. $10,000.
Yeah.
And yep. y'all can't be on the beach and have the clothes right. and the bags.
Everything.
I saw somebody, it was like a $20,000 Birkin bag somebody yeah. had posted up. I said, oh, shit.
Wow.
You know? So I just, the depth of the 9-to-5 is legit. Like if you're,
wow.
you really are in, you're competing with not only pictures, but you're competing
true.
With guys who really have that type of dollar that have mm-hmm. access. Because Karen looked good. She may work at Walmart, but Karen thick.
She's
you know,
sexy.
She looked good.
Okay. She's attractive.
So. Mm-hmm. The DMs is legit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She can still be working there and have 5, 7, 10,000 followers. And, you know, and it's so I believe
it's
that
sticky.
Social media has a high influence. Now, because we have to be like 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Now, I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
And then you can, you know, you can fire whatever you want at me. But
okay.
There's a show that I'm watching. It just started probably a month ago. No,
okay.
no, October 5th.
Okay, so almost.
Yeah, almost
a month.
It's called Soulmates.
Soulmates, okay.
Yeah, so it's on AMC. It's got a, have you ever watched Black Mirror?
Yes.
Oh, thank mm-hmm. God.
Yes,
I It's have. Got a Black Mirror feel to it, but this is yeah. this is the thing.
Okay.
So this company
mm-hmm.
Has come up with a way for them to discover who your soulmate is. So you go to this company,
wow.
you take the test,
mm-hmm.
and they will tell you who your soulmate is. Like everybody's got to go take the test.
Wow.
And if that person has already taken the test, they will, hey, this person is for you, right?
Wow.
First,
and this is in real life.
This is a TV show.
It's fiction.
Fiction.
Oh, okay.
I hate you so much. Are you messing with me right now?
I'm like, are you for real?
Well, I'm going to ask you.
But okay, yeah.
If you, it's two scenarios. If you had okay. the option, okay. would you take the test to find your, you know, your soulmate, to find your true love? Would you take it?
No.
No, really?
Mm-mm.
Why is that?
I don't know that I'm interested in that.
Really? Even if that means you will be, they were, and you got to watch the show. It's amazing. It's like
yeah.
six episodes. In.
It sounds
really
cool.
Dope.
Yeah.
There's a scene with this lady. You know what? I'll go ahead and do this.
Okay.
So there's a scene where there's an episode.
Okay.
Where there's a happy couple.
Okay.
Happy couple. Mm-hmm. Right. Her friend is in a marriage, but
okay.
her friend is not happy in her marriage.
Right.
Right. So she wants to take the test because she's like,
ooh, is this my soulmate?
Right. She's
okay.
like, she want to see, and then
yeah.
she'd be seeing other people happy and all mm-hmm. blah, 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 to take the test. And the dude
yeah.
she's with, it's not her soulmate. It's some dude that was,
ooh.
I ain't going to tell you the details because you got to watch it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But it was another person, right?
Else.
It's somebody else. And then now the friend that was there listening to her, you know,
mm-hmm.
talking, you know, that she was trying to tell her like, no, you don't need to take the test. You happy? What about
right.
the kids?
Yeah.
All these things. She starts to see people on the street.
Oh.
They're all happy. They hugged up, and she's an adult relationship.
Yeah,
they got kids.
She's
and
happy.
Just, yeah, yes. You know, they have a great life. Two
wow.
kids, and
yeah.
it was interracial couples. It was
oh,
nice.
It's perfect.
You know, they was happy.
Beautiful.
Right?
Yes.
And so when she starts seeing these things that are swaying her in a whole nother way,
yeah.
She was thinking about taking the test.
Oh, wow.
Now, I can't tell you what happens, okay, right? Because it's such a cliff. It's such a really? Twist to it. Wow. It's so dope. But let me ask you something.
Okay.
Your today's day, mm-hmm, do you feel like a lot of people, based off of how we are, yeah, how things are set up, mm-hmm, would take the test? Being that, because that's, to me, that's in its own way, that's what social media is. It's the test. Like, you're in a relationship, but yeah, you can constantly look through and it might be somebody better. Yeah. It might be somebody I'm supposed to be with.
Exactly.
But you feel like people would take the test? You feel like people would be like, you know?
I feel like it's hard to like generalize and be like, yeah, I feel like people would. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of people who would and there's a lot of people who wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say like I'm opposed to taking this. Like, oh, I would never take it. But I just feel like I'm not at a point in my life where I'm like, I need to find my soulmate right now. I need to know who it is, if they exist. Like, I'm just like, whatever. If it happens, it happens. Yeah. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, I'm at, you know, I just go with the flow of the universe. But then there are other people who are like, I need to know. Like, maybe that's a huge part of their life, yeah, you know? And they're like, I'm not going to feel fulfilled in my life. I'm unhappy. Like, if I had, you know, my soulmate, if I knew who it was, it would make my life so much better. I feel like, yeah, they would probably be like, yes, like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
But then there's plenty of other people like me who might be like, it's whatever. Like, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's just, it is what it is.
You see all your homegirls. All your homegirls, they super happy. Just yeah, dumb happy. Just
babies,
oh, that's my baby boo. That's my boo boo boo. Boo, boo,
I
boo,
love boo, that. I'm happy, you know, for them. Like, two of my very best friends are married with kids. Yeah. And I'm like, that's beautiful. I'm so happy for them. But I can't say that's something that I want for myself right now, even yeah, though I'm so happy for them.
Right.
I don't know. Like, if that doesn't influence me to be like, oh, I want what they have, right, even though it's beautiful what they have. I'm just like, that's not for me right now. But who knows, you know, maybe in my 30s, 40s, I might be like, okay, I need to find my soulmate. Maybe then I'll be like, oh, yeah, let me take the test. But I don't know.
Has media or social played a part in any of your previous relationships? I mean, you don't have to, if you don't want to, because hey, is there anything you don't want to talk about before we start this?
No, it's okay. It's okay. We can put it all on the table.
Okay.
I will say there has been a couple of my past relationships, mm-hmm, there has been an issue of like not posting each other on the gram.
Yes.
But I will say, Thad, you gave me a tip. Okay. You gave me a pointer when you were like, you know, handling my social media growth. You were hey, you know, cool it on the couples pics. And I'm like, you're right. No, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry at all. I'm not saying like, oh, thanks a lot, Thad. No, I'm just saying like, it is very true. And here is something that I think a lot of people need to hear is that as a woman, and probably as a man too, yeah, I think just as a person, but from my experience,
man,
yeah,
I know what you're about to say, but you got to be a hot man.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. If you're posting lovey-dovey pics with your significant other, your engagement is going to go way down than what it would be if you're posting singles. Like, oh, I'm just a single person living the single life. Right. I'm available. Like, if you're showing I'm not available, people are going to be like, okay, I lost interest. I don't really care. I mean, unless you have a brand and you're like, this is my brand. Like, right, there are plenty of women who are like, oh, my brand is a mom, a wife lifestyle. And that's who their audience, you know, is.
Yep.
But for like, you know, everyday people, like, you know, like me and whoever else, it's just like, if I start posting with a dude, my engagement's probably going to go way down because 70-ish percent of my following is men. So that's going to affect it.
So
big time.
I build a couple of, I have a couple of clients that are women.
Okay.
Right? And they're in relationships.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know one of them because we used to work with her.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And,
okay.
Oh, you know what? I was in a relationship with her, right? And so I build her social media, right?
Yes.
And so she's in a relationship now.
Yes.
And I couldn't for the life of me understand because I'm, you know, I build social media.
Yeah.
And I told the audience that'll listen. I build social media. Mm-hmm. I couldn't for the life of me figure out why when I'm doing what I do well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why is it not growing?
Oh, yeah.
And it was because she had posted a couple of pictures
with her dude. Right.
And she was followers were dropping off. I mean, dropping by the hundreds, just. And I'm like, and I just recently talked about this. I was like, damn, bro. Like, guys do not like to see.
No, they do not.
One of their hotties that they follow on IG, one of their dope women they follow on IG, they don't like to see them get in and be happy.
They don't. They're like, no, you need to be single and you need to be, you need to be like reaching for my attention at all times.
It really does.
And, literally.
I was in the same thing with the other one of my clients. I'm just like, no. But there are, I will say this. I think it's different for guys.
Okay.
I think women, because just be with me here.
Okay.
So if there's like, it's just, huh?
I said, I'll hear you out. I'll allow you to speak.
So if you're a guy and like, you're like Michael B. Okay. Right?
Oh, yes.
Women are not going to leave Michael B's page because he got in a relationship, right? No. More than anything, women like to see that.
Yeah. We're like, they love he's happy.
To see that. Like the couple and the pictures, you know what I'm saying? You know, and guys, we're just totally opposite.
Yeah. Like we don't want no part of that.
What is this? Who is this?
Like, why would I follow you if you were booed up?
I really just went in. Got my my Bevel lotion to come look at your page, and then all of a sudden I see John.
Oh no!
You. I can't even.
He's in the way. He's in the way. Oh no! With the lotion.
Unfollow.
With the lotion. Okay.
Unfollow, but it does suck. Now I
yes.
I just gotta. So I didn't get a chance to play this. I gotta play this because this is very important.
Damn. Oh. Fucker fatter than a motherfucker.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
I love it. Thank you for acknowledging that my last name is Parker. I appreciate it.
Yeah, did I not say that?
No, you didn't. It's just like it's just a common thing. People think my last name is Parks, which is totally understandable.
I thought it was Parker. It's Parker.
It is
right?
Parker. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but most people don't realize that. Not that like, oh, my name is so important. You have to get it right. I'm just saying. Thank you for.
It sounds like like, and the way you reacted, it sounds like you get upset, like you call somebody a bitch.
Never.
Is there anything else before we, you know, wrap it up? You want to share your social media? Oh, wait a minute. Hey, let's do a couple more minutes real quick. You're doing vegan cakes.
Oh, yes, I am. I am making vegan cakes.
Wait.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So
I started making cakes last year. Okay. So I started making cakes last year. And the first cake I ever made was for my best friend, Trey, his 21st birthday cake. And I was like, oh, we're just going to put a bunch of alcohol on it. Like, it'll be cute with the little mini bottles of tequila.
Right.
And so I did that and I was like, ooh, this is cute.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, maybe I have, you know, like a, you know, a calling here.
Yep.
And I mean, I wouldn't really call it a calling. It's just a hobby, something I like to do. I was like, true.
Anything takes off nowadays.
True.
That's the positive about social media.
That is
anything
true.
Anything can take
off. Yes, it is very powerful. Yeah. But yeah, so since then, I just recently have gotten like more into it just because I've had more time on my hands recently just because of, you know, COVID and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've started doing that and it's been really cool. It's been really cool. That's dope. Davion actually requested the henny cake and dope. Oh, really dope. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so thank you so much. So I've had a lot of people reach out asking about that specific cake. So I might make that.
Yeah. There was somebody. I told you in text today, but they, I guess you got something up saying, I don't know if you're starting another Instagram page for it. Or something.
Oh yeah, I do. Oh yeah.
Coming soon or something.
It
like
does
that.
Say coming soon. Yeah. I mean, obviously I've already added to it. I just, there's some more like footage that I wanted. Like I wanted to get an intro, like an actual thing. So it says coming soon, but like, it's just.
You have a name for it?
The Takery.
Takery. I did love that name. I did. That was a really dope name.
Thank you.
And is it at Takery?
At The Takery. So if you guys want to follow, I really created it to spread awareness about like veganism and how easy it is to make vegan sweets because I have such a huge sweet tooth. Ugh. So, you know, like I have to have my vegan sweets, you know? So I was like, you know, let me just share this with everybody else. And it's kind of been more centered around my cakes recently, just because that's most of the content that I have.
Right.
But, you know, I'm in the process of like putting out more stuff like, oh, how to make like vegan tacos, vegan nice. Eggs or what, you know, just like basic things. I think I have one about vegan French toast, you know? So yeah. So I just want to put out a bunch of stuff and like quick little videos to just show like, hey, this is how you make this. It's really easy to be vegan, but also it's a lot of my cakes right now. So, you know, who knows? We'll see where it goes, but it's just, you know, like a bakery, but the takery, cause you know, Tay the Stallion.
That's the, are you, hold on, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you dressing up for Halloween at all?
Okay. I will say Halloween is like one of my favorite holidays, and I have not had much inspiration this year.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm kind of sad about it.
You're not dressing up for Halloween at all?
I'm dressing up. I just don't know what I want to be.
Okay. All right. What is this Bratz thing I keep? What
ooh,
is
somebody, oh,
is that
cute.
A good idea? Is
okay, so I know some of the girls, some of the bottle girls, the international did a Bratz theme last year, I believe.
Okay.
Which was super cute. Oh, so I feel did, like
I thought that was yeah. Like, they're just still around or something? What is it?
Bratz, I don't know if Bratz dolls are, I mean, they probably are. I just haven't played with Bratz dolls since I was in like fourth grade or something.
Oh, it's
you know?
An old thing. It's like some, oh, it's yeah. Like a childhood thing.
Yeah, it's okay, like a child. Gotcha. It's like a Barbie doll, okay. But like they're really cute. They got big lips. They got, you know, they're like sexy Barbies.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They're like Instagram Barbies. Yeah, exactly. Because Barbie's not sexy, you know.
She was classy.
She was, yes.
Do you want to drop your social media? And I hope you come back next week.
Yes, I will. Okay, and yeah, we will, because we only got to one of the books that I was going to recommend. Oh, so yeah. We'll go back. We'll come back to that later, because there's a lot.
I would
there's
love to hear more about the book, yeah, Skinny we'll go, Bitch.
Skinny Bitch, yeah.
See, I remember. It's
you
all
did. It all
old.
Started with the Skinny Listen, Bitch
I'm
book.
You, I'm old, but I know some things. You understand what I'm saying? I know how to
okay, talk. Denzel. It is. It all is. Right. But yeah, T yes. Parks on Instagram. I'm not really active on any other platform. So IG, T Parks _ and The Takery.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm at Thaddeus.Shade on IG, at ThadShade on Twitter, and at ThadShade on Facebook. And that is it. You don't use Snapchat or TikTok?
No.
Okay. I don't either.
I'm not really into Snapchat.
No, I don't use
it. I just use it to talk to like friends, but I don't really post on it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I guess we'll be talking to you next week.
Yes.
All right, sweet.